KORN News Radio Sports for Thursday, December 18th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. We do have coverage this weekend of Mitchell Colonel basketball. Back-to-back doubleheaders at the Corn Palace. Mitchell will host Rapid City Stevens tomorrow night. Girls game starts at 6, followed by the boys at 7:30. Then we do have a doubleheader starting at 12:30 on Saturday afternoon with Rapid City Central. Our coverage will start with the pregame show on KORN tomorrow at 5:45. Also coming up this weekend, one of the biggest gymnastics meets of the season, Mitchell Gymnastics hosting the Jill McCormick Invitational. That is Saturday at 11 a.m. at the new high school gym with 15 teams scheduled to compete. Dakota Wesleyan women's basketball jumps up to 10th this week. Latest NAIA poll comes out every few weeks. Tigers jump up 4 spots. They're currently in Hawaii, taking on Providence out of Montana. That game is at 3 o'clock this afternoon Central Time. Then the Tiger women will take on Campbellsville out of Kentucky tomorrow at 5:15. Also coming up on Friday, it's South Dakota State men's basketball as they're on the road at Milwaukee. That's a 4 p.m. tip-off for the Jackrabbit men. South Dakota State junior Sylvie Guntz has been named an AVCA Honorable Mention All-American. Guntz is the first Jackrabbit volleyball player to earn All-American recognition in the school's Division I era, and she's a repeat honoree after also receiving the award last year. Guntz was this year's Summit League Player of the Year, led SDSU to a 16-0 Summit League record, 23-5 overall, and a second straight NCAA appearance. She also averaged 4.3 kills per set at 451 total kills on the season and a 2.6 digs per set this year. Good news, I suppose, for the Minnesota Twins. Twins have finalized a new ownership structure, adding several limited partners while keeping control with the Pollad family. Major League Baseball has approved Minnesota Wild hockey owner Craig Leopold, also the Glick Family Investment Group, and investor George G. Hicks as new partners with the Twins. There's also a leadership change at the top, with Tom Pollad now taking over the Twins' executive chair position. Tom will replace his brother Joe Pollad and is expected to become the team's controlling person, pending Major League Baseball approval. The Twins have been under control by the Pollad family, since they bought them back in 1984, and this addition of minority investors is intended to help reduce debt and stabilize the team financially while the family retains controlling interests. College football bowl games from last night. There were two of them. It was the Cure Bowl with Old Dominion defeating South Florida 24-10, and it was Delaware over Louisiana 20-13 in the 68 Ventures Bowl. One more bowl game tonight. It is the Xbox Bowl between Missouri State and Arkansas State. That starts at 8 p.m. on ESPN2. Check us out online all the time. More sports at kornradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.